In the gospel reading today, we hear about these appearances of our blessed Lord to his apostles. The first one on the evening of Easter Sunday, as he appears to 10 of his apostles, but Thomas is not there. And although the others tell Thomas about the fact that they have seen the Lord, Thomas says, I'm not going to believe this. Till I can put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I'm not going to believe. And it's because of this that he has come to have the title Doubting Thomas. But then we hear the second story. A week later, Jesus appears again. This time Thomas is there. And Thomas looks at Jesus, puts his finger in the side, whatever, and then he says something which is astounding. He looks at Jesus and says, My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. There is no possible way that Thomas could have seen the divinity of Christ. This is an act of faith. So the man who is known for doubting suddenly makes this act of faith that none of the other apostles was able to make. Even as time went along, we read in St. Matthew's Gospel, when it comes to the time 40 days later when Jesus is about to ascend into heaven, we see that the other apostles have come around. But St. Matthew says they worshiped him, but some doubted. So they worshiped him, they recognized that he is God, and yet some continued to doubt that he was God. So that was after 40 days, and after all the things that Jesus did in those 40 days. Thomas saw Jesus once and was able to make that act of faith. And what is important also for us to recognize is that Thomas didn't just simply say, You are Lord and God. He said, My Lord and my God. Jesus is Lord and God, whether somebody wants him to be or not. Even Satan would have to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord and God, but Satan certainly isn't going to say he's my Lord and my God. And the importance of that comes down now to you and me. Can we say with Thomas, my Lord and my God? Or do we simply acknowledge the truth that Jesus is Lord and God, but we haven't allowed it to become personal? If Jesus is the Lord of my life, then that means everything in my life needs to center around him. And so that's a great way for all of us to look at things. You wouldn't be here if you didn't believe that Jesus was Lord and God. Like the apostles, as we heard in St. Matthew's Gospel, we're here to worship him. But can we say what Thomas said? My Lord, my God. Can we really say that? Again, as I mentioned, if Jesus is Lord of my life, then everything in my life needs to revolve around him. So now ask yourself, is that the way that your life is? Is Jesus at the center of your life? If he is Lord, that means he's the one that I'm going to be obedient to. He's the one whose voice I'm going to listen to. He's the one I'm going to follow. Does that sound like you? This is where the question becomes so important. We have to get this from our head to our heart. We accept the truth that Jesus is Lord and that he is God, but now we have to make it our own. That's what St. Thomas was able to do. That's why he's such an astounding example to us. But we also, as we celebrate Divine Mercy today, we have to look at the mercy of Jesus. Notice that in Thomas's unbelief, Jesus doesn't yell at him. He doesn't say, "Thomas, come here, you moron. Let me show you. Get a clue, would you?" No. He says, "Peace be with you. Thomas, here, look at my hands. Look at my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." And we see that gentleness. We see that mercy. And that's exactly the way that our Lord deals with us. He knows how weak we are. He knows that we struggle. But even St. John, in his cryptic little ways, makes this clear for us. Notice that he keeps telling us what Thomas's name means. Like, who cares? Thomas, the name means twin. So? Why doesn't he say Andrew? The name means manly. Why doesn't he say Philip? The name means lover of horses. No, he doesn't tell us what everybody else's name means. He just tells us what Thomas's name means. Why? Because you and I are the twin. That's the whole point. You're the twin. Just like Thomas, maybe you struggle a little bit with some doubts. But just like Thomas, you're going to be able to say, "My Lord and my God." And if Jesus truly is Lord and God in my life, then St. John tells us, as we heard in the second reading, that we're victors. Jesus has conquered the world. And we have victory over the world. So again, if you want to ask the question, is Jesus really Lord of my life? One of the things that I'm hearing a lot these days is how angry people are about what's going on in the world and how anxious they are about what's happening in the world and the church. Do we believe that Jesus is God? If we're being crushed by the weight of the world, then we're not victorious over the world yet, are we? If we have that faith in Jesus, then we rise above it. Then we're victorious in Him. He's God. He's got the whole thing under control. We don't need to worry about it. Yeah, we have our part to do, but He's got it all under control. So if we're worried and anxious and angry and so on, we're allowing the world to have victory over us. Then we're not yet able to say fully, "My Lord and my God." So this is what our Lord is calling us to make that change just as Thomas did. Once St. Thomas was able to make that act of faith, he never went back. Some of the other apostles, it took until the time that the Holy Spirit was given to them at Pentecost. But you already have the Holy Spirit given to you. You have everything you need. All we need to do now is to make it personal, to really look seriously at this, because we have to understand, if we say Jesus is Lord of my life, everything changes. It changed for St. Thomas. Suddenly he went from doubting not only to believing, but that became everything. To the point that he was willing to travel as far as India to be able to preach the gospel. And here we are more than 2,000 years later, and the churches that he founded in India are still there. It's where he was martyred. It's where he's buried, is in India. That acknowledgement that Jesus is his Lord and his God, that's what brought him to be willing not only to travel for our Lord and to preach for our Lord, but to die for our Lord. Now again, our Lord might not be asking that of you and me. We don't know. But we have to be willing to say, "God's will be done." Are we willing to let Him be the Lord of our life? So as I mentioned a minute ago, if He's Lord of my life, that means He's the one I'm going to listen to. He's the one I'm going to obey. Does that sound like you? When you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling troubled, when you're having struggles, do you turn to Jesus? Or do you go to your phone, or the computer, or the TV? Who do you listen to? Who do you take direction from? Are we really looking to the Lord? Or are we looking somewhere else? And just on a very practical point, this obviously isn't what you'd pray about, but remember there was a woman in the parish I was at previously. She had one of these home nursing programs. And she was asking about something. I said, oh, it's just you go this way and you turn left on here and you go there. And she stopped and said, well, none of us know where the streets are. I said, well, what do you mean? How do you get where you're going? She said, oh, we just plug it into our phone. And when the phone says turn left, we turn left. And when the phone says turn right, we turn right. Really? That's how far we've come. We will obey the phone. We will obey Alexa or whoever it is that people call out to and they're while they're sitting there watching TV. But we won't obey Jesus. Now again, bringing it full circle with what Thomas did, you can ask yourself, do you doubt about the Eucharist? Thomas saw Jesus and said, my Lord and my God. Jesus couldn't have made it any more clear about the Eucharist. And yet, 75% of people who call themselves Catholic do not believe in the Eucharist. In other words, I know better than Jesus. I know that that's what Jesus said, but I don't believe that. Well, if I don't believe it, then I just said Jesus isn't God, so I cannot say my Lord and my God because he's wrong. I know better than him. I'm smarter than God. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? So look at these sorts of things and ask yourself, do you really believe? Are you really willing to listen to what Jesus said? Or have we gotten caught up in the political correctness? I saw an article the other day that, at least based on the headline, I thought was really hopeful. That is that the number of people in America who are in favor of same-sex marriages has gone down. It's like, praise the Lord. So I read the article. Sure enough, it's gone down 2%. The only group that they singled out in the article was Catholics. And the number of Catholics who believe in this has also decreased by 2%. From 74 to 72%. 72% of people who call themselves Catholic say that a sin that calls out to heaven for vengeance is perfectly okay. In fact, we ought to embrace it and endorse it. Is Jesus the Lord of my life? Do I really believe? If he is God, then everything he spoke is the word of God, and it is absolute truth. And if he's not God, well, first of all, we shouldn't be here, because we're here to worship him as God. And if he's not God, then this is idol worship. So these things have massive repercussions. And that's something we all have to really look at. But if we can take that objective belief, because like I said, Jesus is Lord and he is God, whether we want him to be or not. He's the King of the universe, whether we want him to be or not. But to be Lord of my life, to be my God, that's something I have to choose. So he's not going to force that on us. He's going to put it before us. The truth is there, and you know the truth, and you've got the truth already in your mind. The question now for each one, do I have the truth in my heart? Can I honestly look at him with Saint Thomas? And as our Lord gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, think about that. It's going to happen in just a couple of minutes. Can you really honestly look at him? And in the depths of your heart, say to him, my Lord and my God.